The Chief Justice, Her Ladyship Mrs. Georgina Theodora Wood, has launched the second edition of a manual on election adjudication in Ghana. At the ceremony, she asked the judiciary to exercise judgments that will ensure the prompt and speedy resolution of election disputes. Radio Ghana's Rebecca Ekpe, who was at the event, reports that the passing of President Mills was the dominant discussion in almost every corner within and around the Supreme Court, where the election manual launch took place.
It was all solemn as the Chief Justice, Her Ladyship Mrs. Georgina Wood, and her team took their seats at the Chief Justice's court in the Supreme Court building. Most were dressed in morning clothes, and the main topic of discussion among guests before and after the launch of the election manual was the passing of late President Mills. A moment of silence was held in his honor and was led by former Supreme Court Judge Justice V.C.R.A.C. Crabb.
As a president of the Republic of Ghana, so that we can honor the memory of our dear president.
A member of the diplomatic corps, Sally Taylor, also expressed the UK's condolence to the people of Ghana for the loss.
Deepest condolence to the people of Ghana over the death of His Excellency President John Evans Atta Mills. In paying tribute to him, my Prime Minister David Cameron described him as a tireless defender of democracy. And so it is perhaps fitting that we are here today focused on the role of the judiciary in upholding the law and the part that you play in defending democracy.
UK Aid is supporting the Ghanaian judiciary with 630,000 Ghana cedis to provide a standardized manual on the resolution of election-related disputes and to provide specific training to the judiciary to ensure that electoral disputes are resolved expeditiously. The election manual aims to set out in plain language the various processes on election adjudication in one place and will be accessible to everyone.
Rebecca Epes reports.